Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Tuesday, Alphabet announced that Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin will step away from their duties as CEO and president, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai will take on the additional role of CEO of Alphabet. Page and Brin will retain their board seats and controlling stock ownership, and in their statement, Page and Brin said they will, quote, continue talking with Sundar regularly, especially on topics we're passionate about. Amazon announced the Echo Input Portable Smart Speaker Edition, which includes a 4,800 milliamp hour battery, promising 10 hours of music playback or 11 hours of standby battery life. The new portable smart speaker will be available in India for 4,999 rupees, that's about $70 US, shipping December 18th. Amazon intends to bring it to other markets eventually. Amazon's previous portable smart speaker, the Echo Tap, was discontinued in December of last year. The latest version of Firefox supports picture-in-picture video playback on Windows. On most videos playing in the browser, a blue picture-in-picture option shows up when you hover over the video. Clicking it will open the video in a window that will not be obscured by other windows. Mozilla says the feature will come to Linux and Mac in January. Qualcomm announced details of new chips, including its Snapdragon 865 and 765 mobile chips. The 865 mobile platform includes the discrete X55 5G modem RF system, and the 765 includes an integrated 5G modem. Qualcomm also announced the Sonic Max in-screen fingerprint reader, which Qualcomm says has a 17 times larger surface area than Qualcomm's previous version. Xiaomi and Oppo announced they will use the Snapdragon 865 and new handsets to launch in Q1. Four extensions from Avast, Avast Online Security, AVG Online Security, Avast Safe Price, and AVG Safe Price have been removed from the Mozilla add-on portal. Two warn about suspicious sites, and two show shopping deals, but Mozilla removed all the extensions after investigating a complaint from Vladimir Pallant, creator of AdBlock Plus. Pallant found the extensions were collecting more data than necessary, including site visit length, clicks, open tab count, and tab switching. Mozilla and Google prohibit this kind of extensive data collection. Avast told ZDNet the URL history is necessary for the proper functioning of the extensions, but the user identification is not stored. Avast is working with Mozilla to release updated versions that are compliant and transparent. The extensions are still available for Chrome. Plex launched its ad-supported free streaming service with movies and shows from MGM, Warner Brothers, Domestic Television Distribution, Lionsgate, and Legendary. Plex's service will stream in 220 countries worldwide. Users will not need a subscription to access the service. Plex says the ad load will be 50 to 60% less than broadcast television. Nintendo is partnering with China's Tencent to put the Nintendo Switch on sale in China starting December 10th for 2099 yuan. That's about $300 US. The Switch Lite will also be released in China. New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe will be available at launch, with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Super Mario Odyssey coming in the following weeks. The annual Jumia Food Index report expects food on demand in Kenya to double in 2020, with strong growth in non-restaurant items like groceries. The report attributes the expected 50% increase to more affordable menu items and availability of popular vendors, along with increased mobile penetration and increased awareness. International brands like KFC, Java House, Debonairs, Big Square, Subway, Art Cafe, and Mug and Beans lead in delivery. Google's Focus Mode is out of beta and available for users of Android 10 and Android 9 Pie. Focus Mode lets you blacklist apps that you find distracting. When in Focus Mode, those apps get grayed out and shut down in the background. Attempts to launch them give you a pop-up reminding you, hey, you're in Focus Mode, though a second tap would launch them. The mode can be scheduled to turn on and off automatically and includes an option to break from Focus Mode for 5, 15, or 30 minutes. Motorola announced the One Hyper, which features a pop-up selfie camera, meaning no notch, and a 6.5-inch 2340x1080 display with 90% screen-to-body ratio. It also features a 45-watt USB-C Hyper charging feature, hence the One Hyper name. That just gives you fast charging. Otherwise, it's a typical mid-range Android 10 phone, available for $399 starting December 4th. Finally, the Seoul High Court decided Wednesday to uphold an $873 million fine against Qualcomm for unfair patent licensing and modem chip sales. Qualcomm was appealing the fine by the Korea Fair Trade Commission. The court also confirmed an order to stop discriminating against rivals, but dismissed a claim that comprehensive licensing deals were unfair, meaning Qualcomm will not need to renegotiate licensing terms. Qualcomm will appeal the ruling. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.